Look, he's a chance. He got through yesterday's practice, but obviously he's underdone a fair bit and hasn't played pre-season, so we'll see again what he does today. But, look, he's a good chance.
Would you either be restricted minutes, obviously, for Matty? How long do you sort of look at playing him like that, or how much could he play?
Yeah, look, I don't know. If he plays well and drops some shots, he'll play a lot. So it's, you know, Matty's his fitness-wise is not a problem. It's just more of his touch, so... he's getting that back at the moment, so we'll see after, hopefully tomorrow.
As it stands, though, you're more confident than not that he'll be playing a part tomorrow?
I would assume so, but he's got to tick some boxes still, but he's heading that way. Good chance.
Is there any risk with that thumb?
Oh, no, same normal, just have it taped up. Yeah.
How about the imports? Obviously, it's been pretty interrupted. Yeah. Do you know what to expect from even when they all
combine? No, I don't. It's a bit frustrating pre-season when Derek couldn't play because of the visa, but he's been practicing every day and his fitness is great and he's explosive. So, but you never know until the bright lights come on. And you know, we had a good run with JP, Sydney and Cairns. It was a good 3-4 games for him to get acclimatised to the conditions. And we know Bryce is quality, so hopefully it's smooth sailing.
How do you use Derek, obviously, with the interrupted pre-season and lack of time out there with his teammates?
Yeah, look, he was really recruited to be a rebounder, a hustle, a screener, and that's what we want him to do. You know, we don't want to come in and make new strengths to him. We want to use his strengths into our team.
And he's a starting player as well tomorrow?
Well, you have to come to the game at 5:30 tomorrow and find out.
Has anyone else surprised you to really put their hand up for a starting spot?
Oh, look, Lucas Walker's had a great pre-season, without a question. He's been first class. And Damo is came sharp as ever. And it's always good when your leader is looking after his body and practicing really well. It just transcends throughout the team.
So are you settled on the starting five as we speak?
I think upstairs I am, but we'll find out shortly.
And it would be a significant climb for Lucas if he does start, given... like what happened last year, and you know,
you
only played 2 games, but it was obviously really valued. But
yeah, well, we had that, and Angus was slowly brought back into the system as well, and he's had a pretty good pre-season as well with the Boomers, and he's a big focus with us, Angus. And Lucas has been, you know, he's been exceptional and played a great QBL season, and hopefully that comes over the NBL season.
Just on Damo, obviously he's had a couple of injury interrupted seasons now, but how crucial is it going to be to have him out there from the start, given that sort of bonding between the team might not be there, the gelling right from the start?
Yeah, look, Damo's, he brings the intensity every time, and when you see your captain playing at that level, it brings everybody else up, and Bryce has brought that up a number of times in meetings. It just gets him going to see Damo out there playing, and that's why he's our captain. He's inspirational out of the court. He doesn't have to score points to have a big impact in the game. And, you know, he's had a really good pre-season.
People are going to talk about the three-peat all year. Bryce, earlier this week, said it's unhealthy to think about and should block it out. And then Jean-Pierre says it's the only thing on his mind. So how do you feel about it?
Oh, look, it'd be lovely to do, but there's a lot of water under the bridge. We know from last year that what transpired, the injuries we got and finished last and the ladder around Christmas, it's a long journey ahead, but hopefully we're up there challenge for it.
You're ready for Brisbane?
I hope so. We've had a really good pre-season, and the teams come together. Our chemistry is first class, especially with, you know, the new players coming in, and that's a big part of Wildcats basketball.
Is there an opportunity there that they might be a little bit distracted with their NBA trip coming up?
Well, I don't think Melbourne were distracted last night, so, look, it's something for them to worry about. We can't control how they feel, so we just want to take care of ourselves.
Were you distracted at all last night watching Casey run around in a white uniform?
I did happen to get a glimpse of that a little bit, but, look, we move on. We're quite happy with the team we've got, and Casey's happy where he is, so let's move on.
Touch of sadness?
Oh, look, there's a little bit of touch of sadness, yeah. We're a lot invested together, but... the year before, we lost Nate, we lost Beal, and we lost Tommy Jervis. So it's, you know, that happens in professional sport.
Brisbane, I think, have got a couple of guys in doubt. What's your intel there with...
don't know. What do you got for me? You got anything for me?
Well, Tommy Jervis' name was mentioned, whether he's going to play and...
Yeah, look, I don't know. I really don't know until they run out. So that's something we can't control, and we worry about ourselves.
What's their biggest threats? You guys?
Well, Trice. Trice, he's had a good pre-season. He's got the leash off than where he was up in Cairns, and he's dynamic. If he gets going, and Holt, we've seen a couple of years ago, he got pretty hot here in this arena a few years ago, and so they've got some good inclusions this year.
They got you in round one last year.
I know, yeah, it's sketched on the memory, so hopefully we can fix that up this year.